The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're sitting with Ian Vasey. He is the president and chief executive officer of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, and he's hanging out in Iowa. Hey, Ian.
Good evening, Michael. How are you?
What in the world are you doing up here?
You know, there's a conference that I really wanted to attend, the Trust Belt Conference. A lot of folks, I've had some very good meetings on the side with some consultants and some industry folks. And, you know, I went to Iowa as an undergraduate and Iowa State for my master's degree, so it was a chance to come back and see a few folks that I hadn't seen in a while.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, because I get to come to Corpus Christi in January with the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association.
Good time of year to come.
It is a good time of year to come back there. And they were very instrumental. By the way, a shout out to those folks because they took generators and equipment and all kinds of things to flood-ravaged Harvey victims along the Great Bend area in Texas. But let's spend some time talking a little bit, if we can, about economic development in Corpus Christi. What do you guys focus on there?
Okay. For those of you who may not know, Corpus Christi is really the kind of the closest port, deep water port, to where the Permian Basin and the Eagle Ford Basin are. So what we're seeing in the last couple of years is a lot of the oil and natural gas and related products, natural gas liquids, moving out of those oil and gas fields, coming down through pipeline and through rail to the port. And what we're seeing recently is a lot of investment in natural products that come out of natural gas liquids, so ethane related. That's one of the building blocks for monoethylene glycol, which is one of the building blocks for plastics. So, you know, at the risk of sounding like the guy in The Graduate, you know, plastics. Young man is what this is about. So we've seen somewhere in the region of, in the last 5 years, $50 billion worth of industrial investment. You know, we track all of those. My team actually has a CPA on its staff, and we know exactly how much is being spent and where jobs are created. And the latest project that was announced a couple of months ago was a $10 billion joint venture plant between ExxonMobil and SABIC, which is Saudi Arabian Basic Industries Corporation.
Fascinating stuff. We're talking with Ian Vasey, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about economic development in Corpus Christi, Texas. Talk to me a little bit about the tourism aspect of Corpus Christi and those soft types of jobs that are very valuable, I would think, for the region.
We have seen a lot of growth in the tourism sector over the last couple of years. We've really focused on the natural areas. We're part of the Padre Island National Seashore, so folks can take their Jeep out on the beach and drive there. So we get a lot of folks within both Texas, Oklahoma, and the Gulf Coast kind of area driving down for a lot of weekends and take a week on the beach. There's a lot of things like turtle releases, seabirds and the migratory birds. So we see a lot of natural kind of things. So Corpus Christi is really kind of a mix of about four or five different types of things in our economy, tourism being one of the very important ones. Our hotels are doing very well right now. We've also got the petrochemical sector, and then we also have a lot of aviation related. We have the world's largest military helicopter repair facility in Corpus Christi. Nobody ever knows these things.
How important is it, Ian, to be diversified in your economic development opportunities?
You know, that's actually very... It's a lot more important than people have often recognized. I speak to a lot of high school groups, and I speak to a lot of college groups at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. You know, and I ask the kids, are you looking to stay or leave? And there's a few folks that, you know, a lot of kids will say, you know, they want to leave and go to, you know, Dallas or Austin or Seattle or places like that. And one of the reasons that they give when I do follow-up questions is they don't maybe don't want to work in the hotel and tourism sector. They don't want to work in the petrochemical and energy sector. They don't want to work in aviation. They want to get into that more tech related. So we're spending a lot of time. We're trying to build this kind of new incubator your option to give us those kids, like my 14-year-old daughter, very tech, science-related kids, an option that isn't perhaps on the table right now.
How about entrepreneurial development in a place like Corpus Christi?
You know, it's one of the areas that where I did a lot of opposition research. I had some consultants come in and help us do opposition research against ourselves, look at areas where we could, where we should compete. And we have a lot of folks that are starting businesses, but there's not really that true entrepreneurial ecosystem that you might find in a, you know, in an Austin or is a, or in a Portland, Oregon or something
or
like
Des Moines,
that.
Or Iowa.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I'm very familiar with Des Moines, and it's really come a long way. One of the things we're working on right now is there's a model that there's a very successful model in San Antonio called Geekdom. One of the founders of Rackspace, Graham Weston, was involved in, and we're working with some of his team to be able to take a look at can we build something similar to give that support level and the amount of coffee and Red Bull that these young entrepreneurs are needing.
Ian Vasey, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you in January, my friend.
Fantastic. Bring your golf clubs, and I would invite anybody listening that, you know, well, in the upper Midwest, you're digging out of snow and, you know, and you're dealing with sub-zero temperatures. We'll probably be in the 70s and playing golf.
Can't wait. Ian Vasey, ladies and gentlemen, the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation President and CEO. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good evening.
Once again, that was Ian Vasey. He's the president and chief executive officer of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about economic development here in the Midwest, and we thought it would be interesting for you to hear what they're doing in other parts of the country. And he had the full story there. And we also did a shout out to our client, happens to be the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, which is having their annual conference and trade show in Corpus Christi in January. So we wanted to make sure we did a shout out for them, just so they know what they're walking into when they get there. All right, we've got to go. It's nigh on to 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is telling us it is time to leave you for yet another day. We will be back, though, tomorrow at 5 o'clock with more from the Business News Hour. Our producer each and every evening is Tyler Hackenmiller. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. Jimmy Olson is the voice of the Business News Hour. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted for our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.